With the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They're proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Keeping you informed all weekend from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
Newsweek magazine republished an article first broadcast by WRIC Television portraying Glenn Youngkin as going back on one of his campaign promises regarding mask mandates. He was on WCHV radio Friday morning to address this.
I'm going to choose every authority that I have as governor in order to combat what I believe are not correct mandates, and therefore I'm going to rescind them. I will appoint a new health commissioner. And we will rescind the public health order that requires kids K through 12 education to wear a mask in order to attend at both public and private schools.
38 nurses, two doctors were among the 121 employees at the University of Virginia Health System that have either lost their jobs, been suspended without pay, or resigned over the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The health system says that more than 99% of its team members have complied. Virginia's unemployment rate is going down again. 17 consecutive months, the unemployment numbers have gone down this month by 0.2%. In October, it's now 3.6%, 2.5 points lower than a year ago. The non-farm payroll went up by 19,400 jobs in October, and the labor force increased by more than 5,900, while the number of unemployed Virginians went down by more than 7,500. Jury deliberation in the Sines versus Kessler civil trial got underway Friday with no verdict and will resume 9 a.m. Monday.
One male juror has been dismissed after possibly being exposed to COVID-19 by his two kids yesterday. He is not vaccinated, and Judge Moon says it's just not worth bringing him into the courtroom, possibly exposing everybody else. But one defendant in particular was not happy with this whatsoever, and that's Christopher Cantwell. Now, he says, in quote, "They exposed my juror, and he's my personal juror."
AAA Mid-Atlantic warns that 1.4 million Virginians will be traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday, and 93% of them will be doing it over the road. So VDOT says it wants to make that easier, and the agency will be suspending many highway work zones and lifting most lane closures on interstates and main roads across the Commonwealth, taking effect 12 p.m. November 24th. And lasting until 12 p.m. on November 29th.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next at Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
I need a laptop that helps me work remote from Charleston or Charlotte or wherever I am this week.
It's possible.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible, because Staples Connect has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And now get up to $200 off select laptops, like the HP Pavilion with Intel i7 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/23, limit 2, in-store only.
It's the morning after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. It was mostly quiet in Kenosha, Wisconsin overnight, where Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges stemming from